Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To be honest, it might be a bigger test than last week, just as far as like having success and being able to replicate that process, or, you know, do it all over again and, you know, work equally as hard and attention to detail and focus, because this opponent, I know their record doesn't say it, but that's a good football team. And they've been in one score games plenty of times, and I don't expect it to be no different. We got to go in there with the right mindset.
This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 7 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We're Boston Sports Original, and along with Boston, we're coming to you live up in Maine, Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And don't forget, if you're not in any of those places, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We're going to be joined by John Lyons here in about a half hour. Get his take on the week that was here in the NFL, along with the Patriots win over the Bills, and this look ahead to this game against the Saints, which you just heard Steph Diggs talking about right there. And I think it's interesting that Steph Diggs, who had that to say, and I thought that was a very, you know, adult way of looking at it. He is the adult in that room. Him and Mac Hollins are the two veterans, right? I mean, like, he's older than him. So I look at those two, and I look at him in particular, a guy who's now leading by example when he goes out there. I mean, his last 2 weeks have been tremendous. And you can tell it's more than that. You can tell it's more than just him getting open and making plays and, you know, having good games. He's leading in other ways. You saw him leading that sort of pregame pump-up thing. Like, you saw that. If you saw that, you could tell. You can't fake that. After the game, he was emotional after that game. And guys were coming up to him and, you know, patting him on the shoulder pads. And I don't want to read too much into it, because I remember a lot of guys getting real hype after that week one win against the Bengals last year and, you know, the run the hill and all that with Gerard Mayo. That was, you know, the first week and dissipated pretty quickly. But I guess that's the point, is that it's fleeting. It can be fleeting.
Was this one personal for you?
100%.
He was right about that. And I read into that as a special game for him to get extra pumped up for. But I also think that he recognizes what his role is in this offense. He is the senior member of this offense. He may be he's by far the most accomplished member of the offense. And he's a wide receiver that the other wide receivers in the room can look up to and try and emulate. And you heard him there with his remarks about the game and repeating what worked against Buffalo and how the Saints are actually not that bad of a team. He's right. The one score loss to the Cardinals to open, a 5-point loss to the Niners. They got blown out by the Seahawks and blown out by the Bills. They beat the Giants, and now they got you. So it's not like they've been complete pushovers, complete pushovers. It's not like they're good, but they're not complete pushovers. And they have some veteran guys on that defense that can turn you over. Ask the Giants. and Jackson Dart, because it was Jackson Dart. You know, they put the ball on the ground a lot. And the Saints were, you know, jumping in passing lane, and they just, you know, they have a savvy veteran defense. And it hasn't necessarily, they've run into some tough teams and some tough offenses, but I think that they're better than they've looked. And the Patriots would be wise to treat them that way. That was one thing Bill always did. That was one of my favorite things about Bill Belichick. I know we're not allowed to say good things about Bill Belichick anymore. It's just completely against the law. But one thing I loved about Bill Belichick was that he treated bad teams like they were great teams. He prepared for bad teams as if these guys are the Super Bowl, the odds-on Super Bowl favorites. And every single player on that roster is really good, and you've really got to prepare for them, and you've really got to, you know, be able to take this guy away. And it's a guy who has no, you know, who's having a terrible year. And that's just, that was Bill's way. I mean, he always did. They'd talk about it before the game. He would outline and detail the entire roster of the other team. And again, you're not allowed to say nice things about Bill, but that was one of my favorite things about him as the head coach, was how he used to do that. I loved that. And I feel like this seems more like that. This seems more like that. I just, it's maybe early and maybe a little heavily optimistic on my part, but it does seem like they are treating it that way. They're treating this bad team like a good team. And a team that they have to prepare for as though they were preparing for the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo in primetime. And now they know what it's like to win that game. And they know what it's like to prepare that way. And they know what it's like to get in that mindset. And I think that's very valuable. And looking forward to seeing how that works. We'll get to Drake May here in just a minute. But first, let's go to Cam in the car. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, Arkan. Thanks for the call. I am just super excited to be a Boston fan right now. Okay. With Jason Tatum looking really healthy with that video, with Roman Anthony being an all-star even though he got hurt, and Drake May now looking like he's going to be a superstar on the quarterback. I've seen a lot of comparisons to the early or 2000s Boston teams, and I was just curious, which of those three do you think will have the greater Boston legacy by the time they finish here in Boston?
That's a great question, Cam. Drake May, Jason Tatum, or Roman Anthony, which of them will have the best legacy?
It's kind of hard when you initially propose it, because Tatum has already done so
Tatum's
much.
Tatum's done a lot of work,
but he's
so
still
far.
Very young. Roman, we've seen 3 months out of him, and Drake May just completed like a full season in terms of games played.
Roman Anthony, because Tatum was very good right away. Like right away, Tatum was, you could tell, like, all right, this kid's pretty special. In his rookie year, he's dunking on LeBron in the playoffs. You're like, all right, this kid's got something. He wasn't averaging 30 points a game yet, but you know, you could tell that there was something. There was something special there. You could tell there was something special there with Roman Anthony, not right after the first 50 at bats. It took him 50 at bats, but then after that, he was like extremely special. And we all knew it. We all saw it. We all recognized it. It wasn't immediate. It took, you know, a couple of weeks. But once he got those, you know, those early, whatever it was, just got called up to the majors, jitters out of the way, he was incredible. Drake May, let me put it to you this way. Roman Anthony has made more progress to that legacy than Drake May has so far. And that's not really even a dig at Drake May. It's more of a testament to what the glimpse of what we got from Roman Anthony. Because there was very little to critique. I mean, there's almost nothing to critique, honestly. With Drake May in his first couple of games and last year, you could say, well, you know, there's a lot of skill, there's a lot of ability, there's a lot of talent, but you're not quite there yet. You know, he's making mistakes, he's fumbling, he's turning the ball over, he's having a hard time sort of running that whatever offense with Alex Van Pelt. And again, these aren't necessarily things that were his fault. He was a very young player, very young quarterback. That's different. It's not like Jason Tatum was drafted and he was the only guy on that team that could score. They had Kyrie, they had Jaylen Brown, you know, they had Gordon Hayward, or maybe they didn't have Gordon Hayward. Whatever, they had all these other guys. Jason Tatum was considered part of the group. He was able to kind of spread his wings in that. He didn't have all that pressure on him, maybe, that someone like May would. Same with Roman Anthony. Roman Anthony's one baseball player out of nine. He was awesome, but that's different from being the quarterback of a football team and having that responsibility on you as a 23-year-old. You know, like, it's just, that's two different things. But in terms of the strides that were made, Roman Anthony Roman Anthony really, really impressed. Really impressed very, very quickly. And was started to be talked about in ways that I think May is maybe getting to now, but it's the early stages of it with Roman Anthony. I feel like it was just natural, you know, like you see him every night. He's up there giving you a 400 on base percentage in his first month in the season. Like that was, it's one thing to get better as it goes along. It's one thing to sort of land, get a week or two of jitters out of the way and then dominate. And that's what Roman Anthony did. Roman Anthony was dominant. Jason Tatum quickly became a dominant player in the league. And Drake May is not there yet, but I think he's on track for that. I think he's on track for it. So I guess with the answer to the question, long-windedly, I would say Tatum because that's an easy answer because he's already done so much of the work. But he also just tore his Achilles. I loved that video that he was dunking in. I thought it was a great video. And every video I've seen of him has been like jaw-dropping. What? How is he doing that? How is that possible after what happened to him? No one ever comes back that quickly. Again, Jason Tatum, basically the bionic man. But it might be Roman Anthony. It might be Roman Anthony. I think the highest ceiling of the three of them, though, is Drake Mays because of the position. If he becomes a great quarterback and leads the Patriots, but the NFL is, you know, number one right now, too. He leads the Patriots back into some more glory years here in the 2020s. Like that would be something. That's the highest ceiling. Even if Roman Anthony becomes the next Mike Trout, and even if Jason Tatum wins another championship or two, if Drake May takes the Patriots back to being Super Bowl contenders and wins another Super Bowl and gets the Patriots back, they win one, maybe two Super Bowls, then I think that would Drake May would get the crown. And that may not even be fair, but I just think the way that our brains are wired and the way the quarterback position is viewed and sort of all of that, I just think that he's probably got the highest ceiling. But in terms of the three of them, who's actually going to do it, I'll say Tatum. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tom in the car. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
How you doing?
Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit. Okay. I'm just so frustrated with the Bruins, the Jacobs brothers. What is their deal as far as hiring? I wish the best for Marco Stern, but is he going to be another subpar coach just to kind of, you know, fill in for Montgomery and fill in for Cassidy? Why are they hiring these guys when they had a shot at Mike Sullivan? And the second part of my question, I want to get your thoughts on, why is everybody pointing the finger at Swayman? He played his ass off last season. He had zero defense in front of him. And I think Sway's the real deal.
Tom, what are you talking about? Swayman was awful last year. He was terrible last year. And I'm the biggest Swayman defender in the world.
Absolutely no. Oh, me too. I've been following him since he grew up in Alaska, played for Maine. I had season tickets for Maine. Sway is my man.
I love Swayman, but you've got...
It was not Sway. It was the defense last year.
Tom, you're lying to yourself.
His defense was terrible last year.
You're lying to yourself, Tom. I love you, buddy. And I love Jeremy Swayman, but you're lying to yourself. Swayman was bad last year. It wasn't just the defense. The defense wasn't particularly good. But, you know, McAvoy was there for a while, Zadorov, and, you know, it's not like they had nothing. Carlo, they traded Carlo at the deadline. A lot of their guys were there. Lindholm was out. I know Lindholm missed the whole year, but, like, not everyone missed the whole year. Did they play great defense? No. Was he letting in soft goals every night? Yes. Yes, he was, and you know he was. It was hard for me to admit that, too. I took a big stand for Jeremy Swayman. I called Andy Hart everything but a child of God when we had that big argument about Swayman in the contract. I was fiercely defending him. And I thought the Bruins, even after Swayman had the bad season, I still think the Bruins botched that. You didn't have an alternative. You traded Linus Allmark. You had no other card to play. Why are you getting tough with Jeremy Swayman? Just pay him. All you had to do was just pay him. And maybe it wouldn't have mattered. Maybe a full camp and, you know, preseason and all that wouldn't have made a difference. And the holdout was just, you know, he was going to have a bad year one way or another. But I have a hard time believing that. I have a hard time picturing that. As it went further into the season, he never got any better. So that does poke a bit of a hole in my argument. It's not like as the season wore on, he suddenly, you know, all that camp and training and everything that he missed, it all caught back up. Like, he never really got there. He never really overcame whatever it was that was holding them back last season. And it was brutal. I mean, it was a brutal season to watch. And it was largely in large part because of him. Was the defense good? No. Was the scoring very good? No. Outside of Pastrnak and Geeky, it was pretty dead. And then you had the whole Marchand Rich Keefe beef, which I think tore that season asunder. It's all Rich Keefe's fault. But you know, like you can't say that. And by the way, I like the Sturm hire. I don't understand why people are down on the Sturm hire. I think that's a good hire. And I think he's gotten this team ready. He has this team ready to go this year. Montgomery.
I know he's not a free agent. Jesus Christ.
So mad. He just kept saying that. He just was picking at me. Andy Hart's very good at picking it.
That's the thing. You fell for the trap. You fell for the trap. He kept poking.
The thing is, like, when that happens, I explode. I can't, you know? I can't just, like, be like, okay, Andy, like, you went. No, I have to, I roar back like an animal. Like, that's, it was like two animals growling at each other is basically what that whole day was. Can't believe they broke up that show. I mean, what else could you possibly
I'm want? Just waiting for the day that you and I have that same argument.
I mean, I don't know. You haven't had a that whole thing, what annoyed me about that, too, was how Andy was just so in the corner of management and paying a guy less. I was just, philosophically, I just hate that argument. I hate when people side with ownership. I hate it over players, over coach, or whoever, over the employees, you know? And maybe I just have always had a problem with authority. I mean, maybe just as simple as that. But, oh, he was just, I was calling him a bootlicker. I was calling him everything. And he just kept feeding into it, just kept getting worse and worse.
It sounds like a bozo soda. When you say that.
No. And then finally we go to commercial, and I was like, everything cool? He's like, yeah, it's fine. No problem. Good segment. All right. We moved it, kept it moving. The only time I ever really thought that I might have a problem, like, you know, like an actual altercation with someone, was when I worked with Pete Shepard. I'm not even kidding. There was one time I thought Pete Shepard was going to attack me, and I don't even remember what we were talking about. I just remember, because Pete overheats, you know, like you can tell. He gets, you know, he starts sweating. he just gets angry. And I forget what we were even discussing. Maybe he'd know. Pete, if you're listening, call in and remind me what we fought about. But it was something, and he got so mad. Like, I thought, okay, here he got, like, Pete's a big guy. Bigger than me. You know, I'm not a little person, but, like, Pete's much, he's bigger than me. And I was just thinking, okay, well, I guess I'll have to try and stun him with the jab. Like, I was trying to think about what to do. But we didn't fight. He was still mad. Like, it wasn't like after the segment was over, we were like, yeah, that was fun. Like, there was still a little tension in the air. But we got over it, as people do. And I loved working with Pete. I learned a ton working with Pete Shepard. I learned a ton about radio working with him. Big, big fan of his then and now. 617-779-7937. I didn't even get to this Drake May list. I wanted to talk about Drake May in this top 10 list. Here it is. NFL.com does QB rankings every week. This guy named Nick Shook. Because ain't no such things as halfway crooks. Says that there are six tiers of quarterbacks in the NFL. Tier one, number one, Baker Mayfield. Baker, the touchdown maker, is the number one quarterback in the league, according to Shook ones. Number two is Patrick Mahomes. Number three is Josh Allen. Number four is Dak Prescott. And that ends tier one. Tier two, at number five, is Sam Darnold. Number six is Jared Goff. Number seven, Matthew Stafford. Number eight, down from five, Justin Herbert. down from three, maybe Justin Herbert. At number nine is Jalen Hurts, although I don't think last night helped him any. And then at the top of tier three, number 10, Drake May. He is ranked higher than Jordan Love, Daniel Jones, Jaden Daniels, Mac Jones, and that is the end of tier three. You want to hear tier four? At 15 is Tua, CJ Stroud, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence, Aaron Rodgers. Tier 5, Caleb Williams, Spencer Rattler, who we're going to see on Sunday. Michael Penis Jr. at number 22. That's a Penix Jr., actually. Kyler Murray, Bryce Young, Cam Ward, Carson Wentz. And tier 6, Justin Fields, Geno Smith, Dylan Gabriel, Jackson Dart, tier 7, Cooper Rush, Jake Browning. I forgot there's 7 tiers. There's one special tier for like the really bad backups, which both Rush and Browning have been so far. Although Browning
is the obligatory tier. You have to include those guys.
Browning's not going to play, right? It's going to be Joe Flacco?
It's going to be Flacco.
Okay. And Jackson Dart at number 30, I think last night, probably is going to boost him up to the next one as it's now week 7. But yeah, that was interesting. It was interesting to see that. I'm not sure I agree with all these tiers, by the way.
I definitely don't agree.
I think Daniel Jones is pretty low. He should probably be in that second tier right now just based on the way that he's playing. Jalen Hurts, I mean, he's going to drop in this thing. Like, he's going to continue to drop. Justin Herbert, that was a bad loss for them. I think Goff should be higher. I think Goff should be in the top tier. You know, if Dak Prescott's up there, then Goff should be up there. But what do you think about Drake May? Top 10, is that fair? Is that where he should be?
Absolutely fair to put him top 10. I would even make the argument you could put him in that tier too. But, you know, it's early. You know, kind of the same thing with Jackson Dart. He's still relatively new. Everyone's figuring out, hey, this guy's actually legit. But I would not be surprised if by the end of the year he would be in tier 2.
Yeah. Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels. The fact that Mac Jones is in tier 2 is kind of wild too. But there you go. That's what the NFL, it's what NFL.com thinks about your boy Drake May. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the great John Lyons, who you can hear on weekends here on WEEI. As a matter of fact, I think he's on tomorrow after the BC game alongside my guy KJ, and we're going to talk with Lyons right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, it's huge. I think this, if that one's in the past, keep going. You got to get back at it this week. I think it's huge. It starts with just positive plays. You know, keep going, get the first down, and you know, just keep stay ahead of the chains. I think we've done a good job when we stay ahead of the chains and you know, scoring touchdowns and another emphasis of scoring touchdowns in the red zone. I think we came up short a little bit last week, so you know, that's kind of a big thing coming in, you know, practice on Friday, and then you know, from there, get on it, you know, tomorrow for third down, and just continue to watch them. And you know, it's a different opponent. We don't see him much, you know, NFC team. So just kind of try to get to know them, and you know that they're at home. They're going to want to, you know, play hard and force turnovers.
Christian Arcand Show, WEEI, Drake May. Do you think this is Nick Shook's favorite song, by the way? I bet it is. It's one of the only ones I can think of with his name in it.
He's probably listening to this while he's mocking up his tears.
When he makes his tears, I would be. Yeah. Got you stuck. I'm not going to do it. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. You're lucky I didn't just start rapping. Yeah, because the mic would catch on fire. For more on the mic catching on fire, let's welcome in our guest, who you can hear on WEEI. You'll be hearing him tomorrow, as a matter of fact, along with KJ, after the BC game, talking, of course, about Mr. John Lyons, who joins me here on the phone. Hello, John. How we doing?
Christian Arcand, happy to be on with you.
Great to have you, and great to have you. And you're on after the game tomorrow, is that right? You're after the BC game?
No, just straight up 2 to 6 tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. BC, you're on before the BC game. There you go. That makes sense. So let's get right into it here and talk first about what was, I thought, a turning point game last week against Buffalo, and the type of win that should give this team the type of confidence they need in order to beat up on these bad teams that they have up against them coming up here. Do you believe that this team is sort of beyond the idea of trap games, or is that still something they should worry about?
I think it's still something they should worry about, Christian, for a couple reasons. Even though Mike Vrabel's been around the block and he's been to an AFC championship game and he's won coach of the year, it's still his first year here. And these last couple weeks, it's really the first time in Drake May's young career that he's had any success. And they have so many young players and so many, even a lot of the veterans on this team are new guys, whether it's Milton Williams or Carlton Davis or Garrett Bradbury or Morgan Moses. You can go on down the line. It's a lot of young guys and a lot of new guys. So until they string several wins together, I think you always have to wonder if they can actually do it, because we see all the time in the NFL, Arcan, a team beats a really good team or a Super Bowl contender and they feel great, and then they lose their next two or they lay an egg the next week. I think really if the Patriots are going to be who we hope they can be, and if Mike Vrabel is as good a coach as we hope he can be, and if Drake May is as good a quarterback as we think he can be, they should win three out of their next four games, at least, Arcan. And I think it should start this weekend against the New Orleans team that, while it has some fight, is a team that they are better than.
I agree, and I do want to talk about New Orleans, but let me just ask you, do you think Buffalo beat themselves on Sunday night?
Let me put this, I think Buffalo helped, right? Of course, right? The turnovers for sure, but I think you look at some of the plays the Patriots made in that game. Like, I go to that pass to Hunter Henry over the middle late in the first half. I think that's where the game turned for May and the Patriots offense. They only had 3 points at that point in the game. They scored 20 more, ended up winning. A couple of those throws down the side, especially that long one to Diggs to set up the first Stevenson touchdown. I mean, those were just great, great plays. And I thought the Patriots defense, like, that interception Josh Allen threw, it was a bad pass, but it was also a really good design by the Patriots defense, and it was a really good play by Marcus Jones. And the fumble that Robert Spillane forced was a really great play. Like, it wasn't like, you know, guys were just dropping. It wasn't like the Patriots against the Steelers where they were just dropping the ball everywhere and you know, looking really bad. The Patriots forced a lot of these mistakes from the Bills. So don't get me wrong, the Bills helped, but we've also seen Arcan over the past 2-3 years here, how many times has the Patriots opponent made a bunch of mistakes, but the Patriots have either matched or exceeded those mistakes and lost the game anyway? So part of being a good team, and if they're going to be a good team, is when your opponent, no matter how good or bad they are, when they make those mistakes, you take advantage of them and they win.
Yeah. Speaking of some of the mistakes and maybe some of the issues with this team, of which there aren't, I think, a ton, but at running back in the running game in general, I think there's just a lot of questions circling this team in that room. And you look at some of the other rookie running backs in the league right now. Janty's started to pick it up. Judkins is playing well. Scataboo had that big breakout game last night with the 3 touchdowns. And then you look at someone like Travion Henderson, who, for all intents and purposes, now should be the time where he becomes the feature back, right? Ramondre Stevenson's fumbling. Gibson's out for the year. Wouldn't this be the time that you turn things over to someone like Henderson? And I feel like that's not even on the table right now.
So when they originally drafted him and when I saw him at training camp, the kind of date that stuck in my mind was Halloween. And I thought after Halloween, Henderson would be, if not starting games, maybe getting the most touches in games or having the biggest impact. And you know, to your point, Arcan, we're 3 weeks away from Halloween, right? 3 weeks from today. So we're almost there. And maybe the Gibson injury accelerates that a little bit. But I think when you look at Henderson, he's been all right. I think the issue has been, you know, in college, he was a terrific pass protector. and he hasn't quite got there yet in the NFL, which has limited some of the times they can put him on the field. I mean, you saw Sunday night, there were times they brought Stevenson on the field just to pass protect in shotgun situations because they trusted him the most. I think Henderson has to get to that point. And I think another thing, and I expect, and I if you heard me on EEI, those listening, I probably sound a little bit like a broken record on this, but I expect within the next couple weeks or so, they're going to start throwing more and more screen passes. And that's something that Henderson is going to be a big part of. And it's something that with a new offensive coordinator and a lot of new guys, especially along the offensive line, that takes a lot of practice time to get going. And I think now we're at the point where, you know, we're going to be 6, 7, 8 weeks in here soon. They should have had enough time to really get that going. I think you're going to see more of that. So once they start utilizing the screen game a little bit more, and once Henderson becomes a little more impactful and comfortable as a pass blocker, I think you're going to see him have a featured role. And I think it could be soon. Like I said, my original date was Halloween. It wouldn't surprise me with the Stevenson fumbling problems and now the Gibson injury if you kind of up that a little bit.
We're talking with John Lyons, WEEI. John, I know you have sources in that building. What's going on with Christian Gonzalez?
It feels like I more of a maintenance thing than anything else. I mean, you look at
why did they say hamstring on the list then? Why not just say it was a maintenance thing?
I think that's just because that's the original cause of why they're maintaining him. If that makes sense, it's just you look at last week.
Can't they say non-injury related? Can't you put other things on there? Like the fact that they said hamstring, I just can't get over that.
No, I get it, and I think that points to that's what they're still, at the very least on some level, concerned about. Mm. And you look at, you know, who they've played, like Buffalo loves to run a lot down the field, so he's very active in that game. He came right back and played a lot of snaps, too. It's not like he came back against Carolina and played 15 snaps, right? He's come back, he's played a lot of snaps.
Played every snap last week, right? Yeah.
So now they're coming back, you know, on the road once again. And maybe they look at him and they say, hey, you're going to cover Chris Olave, which is a really athletic player. And I know Rashid Shaheed is there technically their leading receiver right now. He's got 288 yards, but 87 of those came on one play last week. So Olave is still probably their best receiver. But I don't know. I mean, it's definitely something to monitor for sure, because, you know, as I mentioned, they should be able to win 3 out of their next 4 games at least. But if Gonzalez is not fully healthy or he's not fully out there or there is something still going on, then that's going to severely impact that. I mean, we're still talking about your best player at a premium position. So it seems like to me it was a little more of a maintenance-ish thing, but the fact that you're right, that they put hamstring on there, it means that at least on some level that is concerning them a little bit.
And you think he's going to play on Sunday, right?
That's what I feel like, yes.
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, I hope he does. I guess we'll all find out together.
I think their ideal scenario is that they're up 35-10 in the late third quarter and they can pull them. I mean, we'll see if they pull that off, but I think that's kind of what they're hoping for.
All right, John, before we let you go here, the New Orleans Saints, obviously a team hasn't had a lot of success this year. Their win against the Giants, they turned them over a bunch of times. Giants team that just went out and shocked the Eagles last night. How do you see this game going, and do you think that the Patriots will be able to not overlook a team like New Orleans, who I think is a lot better than their record?
Yeah, New Orleans is a really interesting team because you mentioned, right, they forced 5 turnovers last week, but they only have 8 turnovers forced in the entire year. So it's like they had one great game doing it, but they don't force a ton. They're near the bottom of the league in points per game on offense and defense. I mean, DeMario Davis is a great player. He's 4th in tackles in the NFL. Their offensive line is all over the place. I mean, Torricelli Simpkins, their right guard, he's one of the worst right guards in the league. But then they have Calvin Banks at left tackle, a guy the Patriots maybe could have drafted instead of Will Campbell. And don't get me wrong, Campbell's been great. It's just an interesting thing to watch. Spencer Rattler's looked okay. I know he had that all over the place college career where, you know, he wasn't good at first. Then he goes to South Carolina, looks a lot better. I mean, he has looked okay to me. I mean, one thing too, and I know Arcan, this is going to get fans on the edge of their seats, but one thing that I think is going to be interesting in this game, especially in the dome, is the punt game. The Saints are 6th in the league in punt return average, but they've allowed the 3rd most punt return average yards. So you might see a couple big punt returns in this game. And as we saw with the Patriots game in Miami, they had those back-to-back huge returns. They gave up the punt return, then Gibson had the kick return for the touchdown, arguably maybe, you know, 2 of the top 3 biggest plays in that game. So, like I said, I know it doesn't keep people on the edge of their seats, but the punt game could be big. And one other thing, I think the Patriots should be able to run on this team, not just the raw running numbers and all that, but, I mean, they've missed 30 tackles against the run, the Saints have. Wow. And just for reference, like a good defense like the 49ers, they've only missed 17. And the Eagles going into last night had only missed 15. Obviously, against Scataboo, they missed a few more. But that's something that just against the run, they've missed 30 tackles. I could see the Patriots being able to run on them. Of course, to our earlier point, we'll see if it's Henderson, we'll see if it's Stevenson, we'll see how they do it. But, you know, big picture, this is a team the Patriots are better than. They should be able to beat. It's going to come to, I think this game comes down to leadership. Are you focused the week after a big win in Buffalo? Do you come out and execute sharply? Do you play 60 full minutes? Because if you do, I think you can win this game. But if not, I think we'll sit here next week and we'll say, hey, maybe they weren't quite as far along as we hoped after that Sunday night win in Buffalo.
All right, that's the voice of John Lyons. You can hear him on WEEI. You can hear him tomorrow from 2 to 6. You can also hear him on the Straight Facts Homie podcast as well. John, great stuff as always. Look forward to listening to you tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, Arcan. Thanks for having me.
All right, John Lyons once again joining me here on the Christian Arcan Show. Great stuff from him. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. When we come back, I know it's Friday, but I want to address a semi-serious topic, and not even really so much the topic, but the response to the topic. If you've been following the Kyren Lacy situation and the dialogue around it and some of the apologies and then apologies for the apologies that have come out, I just wanted to make a general statement about that. I'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. And I want to just take a minute here before we get to the 8 o'clock hour. And I do have some baseball and Red Sox-related things I want to get to in the 8 o'clock hour. We all have the Arcan Fire as well, clickbait at 8:45. We're cutting everything an hour shorter than usual just because we're done at 9 tonight instead of the usual 10 o'clock. But a very sad thing happened last year. In December of last year, December 24th, Kyren Lacy, who was an LSU player, wide receiver for the Tigers, was in a car crash. He didn't crash, but he was involved in a traffic accident down in Louisiana. He was driving, passing vehicles in a no-passing zone. The story is that a pickup truck driver saw him passing cars and going in the no-passing zone, and that the truck tried to avoid hitting him, and then the car behind the truck stopped short, and then the car behind, it was a sort of chain of events that led to someone tragically losing their life. 78-year-old man. And the police charged Lacey and said that his driving is what triggered the chain of events that led to the death of that guy. So a couple months after that, Lacey turned himself in January, was booked on negligent homicide, felony hit and run, reckless operation of a vehicle, homicide. I don't know why I said that. He got released on bail. And then the really sad, in April of that year, he committed suicide. And it was awful. I mean, it was an awful, awful story. And there were a lot of very quick snap judgments made about Lacey, about what happened in that accident. And the litigation obviously went forward, even though, you know, he wasn't a part of it anymore. But his attorney released a video, and in the video it showed that he was way far away from the actual crash. And a lot of people saw that video and came out and said, wow, this exonerates him, and the cops lied, and, you know, the people at the scene lied, and they created this other story in order to pin it on this kid. And he was so upset about it, he took his own life. And it was just this awful thing. And people had strong reactions to it. And then the police came out with a video that showed him passing and basically was their argument, and none of this was out already. I mean, these are the first videos that anybody saw. The second one comes out, and then all of a sudden, all these people had to go back on their big statements, including Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark came out and had a bit on Monday Night Football, made this big speech about Kyron Lacey and about how he was innocent and how they set him up and they framed him, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then he had to make this second apology. Well, this was the first apology, so listen to this.
On Monday night's Sports Center, I addressed the horrific car crash that took Mr. Hall's life and also the subsequent tragic events that led to the death of Kyron Lacey. In full transparency, y'all, I knew Kyron Lacey personally, but nothing matters to me more than the truth. I always strive to do my best to mix authenticity with the most complete and up-to-date information available. I failed to do that on Monday night based on the subsequent evidence that has been released by the Louisiana State Police Department. I set the highest standards of fairness and, most importantly, righteousness in my work. I didn't meet that standard. But since, I've spoken to Kyron's representation at length, and I've also reached out to a representative at the state police office just to have a conversation. They informed me this morning that because it's ongoing litigation, they actually can't divulge anything else. It's always important to me that I gather all factual and important information to provide the complete story.
All right, you can stop right there. You can stop. He goes on a little bit longer, but you can get the gist, right? He says all those things, and I'm glad that he's owning up to it, but the real problem here and the problem with all of this is that no one waited for all the facts to come out. No one waited for any of the facts to come out. There were guys at Barstool. I forget his name. One of the guys at Barstool was, this guy was a real bad guy. You know, like, it was pretty bad. I mean, there's some pretty bad tweets out there about to get before he took his life, obviously. But even after that, you know, there were some bad tweets out there. And people really jumping to very quick conclusions. Then after the lawyer releases the video, people jump to the other conclusion. And now here come the police with their video. Now everybody has to apologize for jumping to the conclusion. And it's just this never-ending cycle of people who can't wait for a court case. I mean, this is not, you know, this wasn't like a play in a game. This was a potential vehicular homicide. This is something that a judge and a jury determine. This isn't something that you need to go out there and make comments about on your Monday Night Football show. I guess it was SportsCenter right after Monday Night Football when he said all that. But, like, Scott Van Pelt had to come out and make an apology to everybody. He had to do all these apologies. And it's just like, just, you know, I work in the same business you do. I know exactly what it's like having to put a show on that day and having to, you know, do whatever you can to try and entertain people with the topics of the day. And sometimes there's slow news days and sometimes there aren't. And sometimes you'll see something that's going to upset you and make you want to give a big, long op-ed in the middle of the Sports Center or in the middle of Monday Night Football. All that's true. But you have to be more responsible than that. And Ryan Clark, I mean, Ryan Clark's an ex-player. He's been in the media for not that long. Someone like Scott Van Pelt, I would have assumed, be a little bit more on the ball than that. And people in general, I mean, it's just, you know, even like something like this Mark Sanchez situation right here seems pretty cut and dry. There's a video, there's all these different things. Sure, but we don't know that whole story. We don't. We just don't. We know what the charges are. We know what he's charged with, but we don't know what that whole story is. Now, you can comment on it without jumping up on your soapbox and making these big declarative statements about he's innocent, he's guilty, he's this, he's that. If you don't know, then why do it? You know, if you're going to do it, then you might as well stick by it and then not have to go back and make, you know, apologize a million times for making some big grand statement about something that you didn't really know about. You only knew what the one side of the defense is releasing. Like, that's, you know what I mean? It just, I feel like that's a pretty obvious one. And that whole thing, it's just, I understand wanting to be first. I understand wanting to get your take out there. I understand all those things. It's my job, too. It's what I do every single day. But something serious like that, or the kid who committed suicide, you know what I mean? It's just like, all of that, just wait. Just wait for it. Because even now with the lawyer having released the video and the police releasing their video, I still don't really know what happened that day. I still can't really tell. The video is not super clear. This thing is going to be tough to argue in court. Like, I don't think either side is able to be like, yeah, obviously we're right. I don't think that's going to be, it'll be determined in court. Either the jury will say that he was responsible or they won't. I don't know. I mean, I think they're probably going to have something more than those videos. Because I'll be honest, I watch those videos and I don't know what I'm looking at. I can barely even tell what I'm seeing. They're not great videos. I'd imagine the Mark Sanchez video is probably a little bit more clear, but still, you know, like that's what I mean. And that's all I'm saying is that something like that, it's one thing to break down a play or break down a game or break down a season or a car or a player or whatever. But a vehicular homicide, just wait for the facts. Just wait for the trial. You know, and comment on the trial if you want to. But hey, he's guilty. He's innocent. It's like, all right, okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we just saw in Massachusetts there was this big court case, and people dug in so hard on their side of whether Karen Reed was guilty or innocent. It was unbelievable. And it's like, you know, just wait. Just wait for the facts to come. Wait for the trial. Wait for everybody to present their case. And then decide if you want to decide. And I don't think this thing's going to be a big televised case like Karen Reed was. But at the very least, you can get the information that you want. And you can make your judgment then, but oh my God, I thought that was just embarrassing. I thought a lot of people really embarrassed themselves with this. And I don't mean to pick on Ryan Clark and Scott Van Pelt. They're probably the biggest high-profile guy. It wasn't just them. It was all sorts of people. All throughout the sports world and everywhere. It was just this whole ridiculous thing. People are still doing it now. I have no idea what's in those videos. I don't know who's, if the cops are right, if the lawyer's right. I have no idea. But a lot of people had to apologize multiple times, which after the first one, you're still making stead, then you got to apologize again for the first statement because now here's this other video. And it's just like, it's not worth it. It's really not. Yeah, you know? It's not worth it. 617-779-7937. That's my one serious moment here on the show. I promise you we won't ever have another one. We're going to move into the 8 o'clock hour here. It is a Friday. We're going to have some fun. We got the Arcan Fire at 8:30. We got Clickbait at 8:45. But coming up next, I want to talk a little bit about this baseball postseason, the Red Sox, something Alex Cora said about Alex Bregman. And there's a game going on in about 10 minutes. The final game in the American League Division Series between the Tigers and the Mariners. Some ramifications for that as well. We'll get to all of that with your phone calls at 617-779-7937 next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.